In light of the recent oil crisis, major offshore players are undergoing massive pressures in their bid to rectify the loss in revenue. William Nicol, a project manager for Wood Group, sheds light on the situation and talks about how the company has been affected, as well as the recent developments as Shell take over BG Group.
The oil and gas industry has gone into recession at the moment because the oil price has dropped from around $120 per barrel to about $55 per barrel currently, which means that loss of revenue is affecting all the operators and how much money they spend on their annual budgets. The annual budgets are being decreased by 20% across all the operators, and they're also looking for staff reductions to save money. Some operators are looking for £100 million of cost reductions in the next 12 to 24 months, so it's fairly hard times. A lot of companies, for example, Wood Group Kenny, have entered into what they call collective consultation with their staff. It's a legal requirement to do this if they're intending or are likely to make 20 or more people redundant. So it's fairly hard times, especially for the next two quarters. So we really don't know what's going to happen in the industry for the next maybe 6 months to 12 months.
Have you already noticed any big differences within your company?
Yeah, definitely, because the volume of work has decreased. We're busy with routine engineering and maintenance, but no new work is forthcoming. It's very much what has been planned and budgeted is still there to be done, but at a reduced cost. And that's affecting staff numbers and affecting the contracting business as a whole across the patch.
Can you see a light at the end of the tunnel, do you think?
Not really this year, because they have to make savings. They require, I think, more tax breaks, that's my opinion, before they'll invest money, before they'll get the money from their parent companies and their shareholders to invest money into the North Sea. There are lots of fields that are marginally economical to bring in, and they won't spend the money unless the oil prices increase so they can get better profitability. It's all about operating costs. I mean, most fields now are operating at around $70 to $80 of barrel oil equivalent. So they're not going to do it until the price of oil increases. So it's not looking good. So it's a whole global market being affected by Iran, by Russia, and other the OPEC countries that are producing high volumes with low margins, so it doesn't work. But news today, good news today, that Shell have just completed a takeover of BG Group for £47 billion. So that will have an impact in the North Sea. We're not quite sure what it is. There will probably be a rationalisation and an integration of all their companies, their offices and services. So that's interesting news today. What they'll do with the assets in the North Sea, only Shell and BG know. So Shell are a main player in the business. They'll be looking to capitalise on BG's overseas assets around gas fields, liquid petroleum gas fields.
Do you think this will help Wood Group at all?
Wood Group, yeah, very strong position. Wood Group have contracts with Shell and with BG. So the fact that Shell and BG are merging or Shell's taking over BG, I think will be good for Wood Group. Wood Group are a big company, but still have high overheads, and the highest overheads is obviously staff, paying wages, paying tax. So they're like any other operator. They'll look to reduce numbers, reduce overheads, until such time as the oil price recovers and becomes more profitable.
This is Nicole Campbell reporting for UWS News Scotland.